previous atzmaim of the zman of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot is considered to be one zman, one inyan, one parts of. And the Svarim HaKadoshim explain this in different ways. The Ari, of course, has his Mahalach of Kabbalah, has to do with the Nesivah and Adam and Chava, and Big Inyanim. But let's try to explain on our level a certain drush, a Mahalach, and understanding this Tahalich, this process of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Couple questions. We spoke about in previous years the inyan of the shofar shel ayil, whereas the Mishnah mentions the shofar shel ya'el. And we explained based on the sugya of ya'el and sisra. We'll touch upon that again now in a different way, the inyan of the shofar shel ya'el. What's the significance of that type of a shofar? It's the minhag of tashlich and Rosh Hashanah that we go to the yam. Why are we throwing all of our veiras into a yam? Why don't we burn them like we do to chametz? Why dafka the yam? Shmini Atzeres, which is the tachlis, the culmination of the entire Seder Hadvarim, the Torah tells us v'hayisa ach sameach. Chazal darshan that the word ach is coming to be marbe simcha even on the night of Shmini Atzeres. And the Mefarshim are wondering, since when is the word ach a ribui? Ach is always a miut. It's coming to exclude. So how could we say ach is coming to include simcha? We're using it as a ribui when really it's always a miut. Let's begin with the following sugya in Baba Metzia, Dav Chof Aleph. And we're all familiar with this sugya. Itzmar Yu Shalomidas. What's Yishlamidas? If a person loses an item, and the person who finds it, he finds it before the owner is Miyayish. So this is a Machlokas Abayin Rava. Rava says, have a Yish, that since the owner will be a Miyayish, we say that even though he doesn't know about it yet, that it fell out of his pocket, it's already considered Yish now, and he who finds it is allowed to keep it. Abayi says, no, Yishlamidas lo have a Yish. And the Mela, the owner, has not given up, and therefore, he who finds it cannot keep it, be'isur v'liyadeh, even though it does not have a simen. And the Gemara goes on to say that Abai and Rava would agree that if an item has a simen, that there's no yish on that. But other interesting exceptions are that if a tidal wave comes, or a wind blows it into a river or an ocean, what's called a zutoy shel yam. So even Abai would be maskim that right away there's yish on that item, and he who finds it is allowed to keep it. Another exception is a davar yakir. The Gemara used the example of igulei dvela, fig cakes, that if they fall out of the owner's pocket and he doesn't yet know about it, since they're chashav and they're yakir, they're precious to him, even Rava would be maida that the owner is not miyayish on them, even though they don't have a siman. Why do we bring this up? What's interesting is that Abai here is the mandamer who says, yish lo midas, lo yhav yish. And many beautiful drashim are said on this in Pnimius. The Kutzker has a word, yish lo midas, lo yhav yish, that if a yid is miyayish, it's only because he's shlo midas. And I saw later in the Jewish Hatzlach that he has a very beautiful drush on this with regards to Yush, Shalomidas, Lava Yush, in Derech Avodah. What's interesting is that Abaye, who was our mandama here, we find Abaye also on the night of Rosh Hashanah. We begin the year with Simanim. And the Baal Memer is Abaye, increases Tafav and Midbeis. Amar Abaye, Simna Milsahi. Since we see that Simanim means something, so a person should be Ragel Lamechal, Berei Shasa, on the night of Rosh Hashanah, Kra, Rubi, Akarti, Silki, and Tamri, which are the fruits which we eat. We begin the year with Abaye. We also begin every month with Abaye, because when we do Kiddush Levana, we go outside and we say what it says to say in the Siddur, and towards the end, we quote Rabbi Shmuel, who's a Tana, and then we say that it should be done standing up. Amar Abaye, Hilchas Tzarech Lamrim Ma'umar. Not only do we begin every month with Abaye, we begin every day, every morning with Abaye. Because the only Amayra who is mentioned in the entire Seder Shel Shachris, aside for Tanoim, which we have Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Nassan and others, is Abaye. In the Seder HaKarbonas, Amar Abaye, Abaye have Masad Seder Baracha, Ali B'davashol. So we quote Abaye, and he is the only Amayra which is mentioned in the entire Seder Shel Shachris. And that begins every day. So we find that Abaye is mentioned in the Seder by Shachris, by Kiddush Levana. We begin the year with Abaye. And honestly, we begin every single Tinoi Shel Beis Rabban begins Gemara, learning Abaye. This is Abaye of Yishlam Midas, Lavi Yish. So Abaye is at the beginning. And it seems, Anias Dayati, the reason why is because of this idea called Yishlam Midas, Lavi Yish. This is the only time, actually not the only time, one of six times that we pass on like Abaye and not like Rabbah. And what does it have to do with our inyan? Because we come in to Rosh Hashanah and we blow the shofar. And what's the whole secret of the shofar? The secret of the shofar is that even though a person is in the lowest place, he has a way to come out. That's what we once explained in the Mishnah, HaTakeya L'Sechabor Yatza. That if a person is in the lowest place, he's in the bor tachtis, the sha'il tachtis. If he hears the call of the shofar, yatza, he leaves the bor. The bor is the place of Yush, like Yosef in the bor. Yosef yatza maybe sasum be Rosh Hashanah, because he heard the call of shofar. And the shofar has a way of taking us to a place where we're able to see ourselves in a very high place, like we see that one of the inyanim of the shofar is Matan Torah, says Reb Sadia Goyim. And Matan Torah was that place where Klai Yisrael were at one point just 50 days earlier in Mitzrayim, which is the deepest places, and they came in a very short time to the top of the mountain. But the sound of the shofar is able to take a yid who hears that sound and to remind them of the kol shofar Matan Torah, meaning that a person should never give up, and he's going to reach very great places if he holds on tight. Of course, Reb Sadia Goyim says also that the shofar is the inyan of Tchiyas HaMeisim. A meis is somebody who has no tikva. But from that, he's able to come out. And that's why on Rosh Hashanah, in the Haftarah, we read, Yesh tikva l'acharisech v'shavavan amigvulam, that the shofar is a sound which tells a yid that there is tikva. That's the kol ha-shofar. That there's no yiyush by a yid, and that he'll be zeichet to come out. Let's go back to our Gemaras, when we spoke about yiyush l'midash l'havi yiyush. But the exceptions are if something has a simen, a vedavar yakar, or a zutel shel yom. And this will explain some of the other questions which we had said before. We had said that a davar sheyesh bo simen, there's no yiyush on that. Ravo, who's the man d'amar yiyush lo midas, have yiyush, actually makes a statement in Meseches Kal Rabasi, Dorash Rabba, kol mi sheyesh lo shalosh midas halalu, biyadua shu mizar shel Avram Avinu. Anybody who has these three qualities, he's from the seed of Avram. Rachman, Baishan, and Agoy Machasad. Which the tzaddikim say corresponds to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Lashon HaRambam in Yisur Biya Perek Yotes says, Simane Yisrael ha'u makdesha. That they are Baishan and Rachman and Agoy Machasad. He calls these midas Simane Yisrael. That means that a yid has certain simane. And the nekuda of the Avos HaKadoshim are the Simani Yisrael. The Shofar has a way of revealing the Simani Yisrael because the Zayir and the Ariya at length explain that the Tkiya, Shvarim, and the Chua correspond to Avraham, Yitzchak, and to Yaakov. The whole inyan of the Shofar has to do with the Avos HaKadoshim. And why so? It brings out the Simani Yisrael. So a Yid Simanim are revealed in Rosh Hashanah. And what that means is that even though we would say that a Chefzen and a Naveda, if it doesn't have simanim, yishalim, that's maybe have yish. But even Rava's maida that when there are simanim, and he's the one who provides us with simanim Yisrael. And so therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, we say about ourselves, ta'inu titanu, we've strayed, we've become avedas from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he can't find us. But on Rosh Hashanah, the Shofar has a way of being megalel the simanim Yisrael. And the Ebrishter is not miyayish. Even according to Rava, yishalim, that's have yish, because a yid has simanim Yisrael, and those simanim are nizgalel through the Shofar. And also a davar yakar, a davar chashin and a davar yakar. Even if it doesn't have a simen, because it's precious, there's no yish in that. And that's what we find in the Medrash. We find that Klai Yisrael, that they were Nehenim Misudas Achashverish, they were Mefer Bris, and they did terrible things, Mishtachabat Letzelem. But nevertheless, the Nes of Purim is that there was never a Yish on Klai Yisrael. And that's what the Medrash says. The Medrash says, in Medrash HaGadon Vayikra, that there are five things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Yakar. Are 10 things. Asara Nikru Yakarim. Yisrael's Nikra Yakar, as it says, HaBein Yakir Li Ephraim. And by Yisrael it says, Yakar Shenemar LaYehudim Haisa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasa V'Kar. That's going on Klai Yisrael. So HaBein Yakir Li Ephraim. And also Yakar is in the Megillah. The source is the Megillah. And it says Ephraim is a Lashon Purim, of course. And when do we read that pasuk Habi Yakal Ephraim? That's also in the Haftarah Rosh Hashanah. Because Klai Yisrael is a Davar Yakar, and if there's a Davar Yakar, Mordechai knew the secret of Mordechai Yadas Kol Hashanasa. Mordechai knew the side that there's no Yish by Klai Yisrael, even if they don't have Simanim because they were made for Bris, and the Bris is the Siman, not the Siman LeBanecha, without going into that Kav. But Mordechai knew that because Klai Yisrael is Yakar to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Memela, there's no Yish by Klai Yisrael. That's why even Oira Simcha Sasan Yakar, these Arba Lashinais, is Gematria Yish Lamidas Lehavi Yish. This we can explain why we go from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur and to the Sukkah. Oh, but parenthetically, let's go back to Tashlech. Once we're explaining the Inyan of Yish Lamidas Lehavi Yish, we talked about the Simanim and the Davar Yakar. But he had said before, the Gemara tells us, even according to Abaye, if it goes into a Zutel Shayam, so then we say about that, Yish Lomidas Havi Yish. So although the Yid himself, there's no Yish, and even Rava would be Maida because the Shayfer brings out Siman Yisrael, but the Averis, of course we want that they should be Nisi Aishan, that they should be forgotten forever. So even if our Averis, Klapi Shmaya, they have Simanim, and it says clearly on it that Beru Shmael did this Avera, if it goes into the Zutel Shayam, then we say about it that the Avishter is Miyayish on that, and the Bialim are Miyayish on it. We don't want to hold on to those Averis. And Mimela, and Rosh Hashanah, after the Shofar's Megala Siman Yisrael, we take all of our Averis which have Simanim on them, and we throw them into the Yam. That's called Zutel Shayam. And the Zutel Shayam has Kapara on Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't know about it. Ve'inenu, they're completely wiped away, because even if you hold Yishalamidas, have Yish, Loi have Yish, and even if it has a simon, if it goes into the Yam, that's Tashlich, when Mela disappears. That's the Koyach of Yom Kippur. Happens to be Zutel Shayam is Gematria Yom Kippur. Now let's go back to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is his man, which is Megala Siman Yisrael. I mean, if it's Siman Yisrael, so there's no Yish. So from there we come to the Sukkah. The Gemara tells us in Menachos Daf Chavtes that the Olam Hazeh was created with the letter Hey. Why? Because if you go out from the bottom of the hay, you can come back up to the top of the hay. The Gemara asks, why don't you just come up from the bottom? It says, Lomastayim Mils, it doesn't work that way. You have to come in from a new place. And this is really what's going on Yom Kippur until the Sukkah. Because Sukkah, the B'nai Yisaschar and the Gra and the Chida and others say that the word Sukkah, the three letters of Sukkah correspond to the three shapes of the Sukkah. The Samach, which is a full circle, a Chaf, which is three walls, or the hay, which is Shtayim Kilchosan and even a Tefach. You see that the hay is the tzur of the sukkah. That's the bare minimum sukkah. Why is it the sukkah? Because a yid is able to fall out through the bottom and come in through the top. That's the entrance to the sukkah. The sukkah means that even if a person fell through on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, right? And we know that tzaddikim make it on Rosh Hashanah, benyanim make it on Yom Kippur. Well, who's making it to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah? That's the Rishon. So a person who he feels like he doesn't have anything, he has a way to come into the sukkah through the top. The top of the sukkah, that's the Pesach to come in. That's what we say. Pesach lanushar be'es ni'ilas shar. That even when new gates are closed, the old gates are closed, a new gate is opening up. That pesach lanushar, that's the top of the sukkah. That the Eibishter makes a way in that the thing can come. The samech is for the tzaddikim, the chaf is for the beninim, and the hay is for the rishayim to be able to come in. So we spoke about Abaye, and we spoke about his klal Yish Lamidas Lavi Yish, and how we follow Abaye in the beginnings of things. This is really the secret of Kiddush Levana too. Kiddush Levana means that when you think that the moon is completely gone, and you see that now that Or has come back, there was no Yish by the moon. And we count on that every single Chodesh, and that's Abaye. That's why we find Abaye there, because that's Abaye's biggest klal, his biggest Chiddush, which we paskin like that Abaye. And what are the six times we pass on like Abaye? The Gemara gives a simen for that. It's interesting that it gives a simen because Abaye simen the milsa. So what is Abaye? Yal Kagam. The very first of Yal Kagam is Yishlam Midas Laviyash. That's the Yud of Aser Simi Tshuva. That's the Yud of the Pesach of the Sukkah. And that's the Yud of Yael. That's the Shefer Shal Yael. Because the Shefer Shal Yael is Ma'ayre, the Yal Kagam of Abaye, which teaches us that by Yish, Yishlam Midas Laviyash. There's no Yish by Yish. What's interesting is that the Sfar Makdoshim source Abaye is Rashi Tevas in the Navi, like we find in many Sfarim. What's the source of Abaye? You know, Abaye was a Yosem, and his name probably was not Abaye. But Sfarim say a remez to Abaye. It's a pasuk in Micha, in Hosea, and the pasuk says, "Asher b'cha Yerucham Yosem," is Rashi Tevas Abaye, because he was a Yosem. And that applies to this man of year, Hashem Kippur, because we say, Ki avi v'imi azabuni v'Hashem yasveni. The Hashem yasveni is in the Sukkah, because that's the Chag HaAsif. So where we find, Ki avi v'imi azabuni Hashem yasveni, that's the Sukkah. And that's why we read that Pasuk in Hoshaya, Perek Yudalid, on Shavuot Shuvah. It's the third Pasuk in the Haftarah. We mention Abaye, Asher b'cha Yerucham Yosef. So we're finding Abaye in these beautiful places, because Abaye represents this klal. And we said before, that we go from Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, until we come to Shemini Atzeres. So we spoke about the Shefer Shalyal, Simla Milsa, and Abaye, V'ayisa Ach Sameach. So what's the pshat? V'ayisa Ach Sameach. So we said that Ach is a Mi, it's why we're using it as a Biboy. Because that's exactly what's going on over here. In the place of a Mi, it's where you think that you have nothing left, we make a Biboy and you said there's going to be a comeback. V'ayisa Ach Sameach. Even when there's a Mi, it's really a Biboy. And that takes place after Hoshanah Rabbah on Shemini Atzeres, where every single year is accountable, which every Jew gets an aliyah on Simchas Torah, because even those who fell through the cracks, through the bottom of the hay, they found a way back into the hay, into the sukkah, and so Mimela, thanks to Abaye, everybody is safe and sound in the sukkah. And Mimela B'derechem, as we began with the Shofar, and we said that the Shofar is the sound for a Yid, which says, Yish Shalom Yidas Lahavi Yish. That's why we make the Bracha, Shekin Yishadah B'mitzvayisa B'tzivonu. We said Lishmaya Kol Shofar. Lishmaya Kol Shofar is Gematria, Yish Shulamidas. That's exactly what the sound of the Shofar is sounding to us. And we had said before, V'Hayisa Ach Sameach is teaching us also Yish Shulamidas Lahavi Yish. So that's why the Sugya of Abaye and Rava is on Baba Metzia Daf Chaf Aleph. So Chaf Aleph is the Oisiyos Ach. Then in that place of Daf Chaf Aleph, in Ach Sameach, you're going to find that simcha of that psak of Abaye, which is Yish Lamidash Lavi Yish, which is also why Ach Sameach is Gematria Loi Havi Yish.